Hello and welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thanks a lot, Mark, and thanks for checking out this podcast at HoustonTexans.com. I'm Drew Doherty. It's been a busy few weeks for tight end James Casey, who has excelled in OTAs recently, and he's also welcomed a newborn child into the world with his wife. We caught up with the tight end after Thursday's practice, and he had this to say.
Oh, thank you. It's been hectic. You know, we're going through OTAs, just finished school, just had the baby last week, and you know, just everything's going great for me right now. I couldn't be more happy. I'm, you know, just blessed to have the baby here. And, you know, once he gets here, kind of changes the way you look at things. And just, you know, I think he's actually coming home tonight. So I'm ready to get home and go to the hospital and go pick him up and then, you know, deal with all the stuff that comes with having a newborn baby at the house.
Yeah, tell us about the newborn, more specifically what those last weeks have been like. You leave here, what do you wind up doing?
Yeah, right now it's been hectic. I've been, you know, running on fumes with OTA practices. And then right when I get done with practice, I go straight to the hospital and go, you know, meet with him, say, you know, hang out with him for a little while. He's still, you know, hanging out in the NICU, but he's doing great. They're just kind of making sure he's good to go before he can go home. So I go hang out with him and then come home for a little bit, go back up there because he's got to feed every 3 hours. So it's just, you know, there and back, there and back, there and back. And then before I come to practice, I get up at like 4:15 and then go to the hospital, hang out with him for a little bit, give him some more food, and then come straight to practice, straight back there. So it's been just nonstop, but, you know, I couldn't be more happy to be doing it. And then the hospital just right down the street. Also, you know, a big shout out to the Women's Hospital of Texas. They've been great. Every nurse we've had has been awesome. All the doctors were great. But I'm excited to get him out of there.
It hasn't, at least from a third-party perspective, hasn't really affected what you've done on the field. You're looking pretty good, and Coach Kubiak saying good things about you. How are the football things going for you?
Yeah, as far as football-wise, of course, you know, I'm sure Cannon understands that, you know, OTAs and football right now is very important for me and for him, of course. And it just, I mean, yeah, it's not affecting football at all. I'm motivated as you can get. You can't say you're going to work any harder because that means you weren't working hard in the first place. So, but now that you got a kid that you got to provide for, it changes the way you look at things a little bit, changes your perspective. And, you know, and just talking straight football-wise, I think I've been having a really good OTA so far, and just coming out each day and trying to get better and better. And I think I've come a long way from last year, you know, blocking, running routes, everything, special teams. So I'm excited to, you know, just keep getting better through these last three OTAs and then, you know, keep working, getting into training camp. And then that's when you really got to show what you can do. And first goal is just to try to make the team again and then, you know, help us get to where we want to go.
What sort of stuff is Kubiak and Coach Pariani, what sort of stuff are they saying to you?
Just, you know, now that I'm getting a lot of opportunities with, you know, unfortunately with OD and Joel being a little nicked up right now, it's given me some chances and Graham some chances to get in and get some work with the first team and just getting comfortable with those guys. And just, you know, now I'm working on the little smaller things because now I know the playbook and I'm really confident with what I'm doing. So I can work on, like, hand placement as far as blocking and footwork when I'm blocking and making sure I get the exact depth on all my routes and putting little extra moves, doing certain routes and getting used to running these certain routes that I haven't ran a ton. You know, the more you run, the more comfortable you get and the better you'll do at them. So just repetition and just trying to get better every time you do it. And, you know, so far I've been getting, you know, the coaches don't tell you much, but I feel like I've been doing a good job and hopefully they think I'm doing good because, you know, that's really all that really matters.
Well, it's going to be a happy weekend. We're happy for you. Have a great one, okay?
Thank you very much.